What role can food play in planning Jacksonville's future? That's the question we'll explore at a special event at WJCT Studios on October 2nd. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and Kelsey Hasden with The Jackson is here with what we can expect at Setting the Table for Urban Revitalization. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
So the Jackson and WJCT are partnering on this event, Setting the Table for Urban Revitalization. It should be a really good event. We have a keynote speaker followed by a panel discussion. So who are we hearing first?
So our keynote speaker is Quint Studer. He's author of Building a Vibrant Community, How Citizen Powered Change is Reshaping America. He's worked on revitalizing Pensacola's downtown.
Yeah, he's a big developer in Pensacola.
Right. The panelists that we'll have are Celestia Mobley, chef and owner of Celestia's Coastal Cuisine and Jazzy's Restaurant and Lounge. She'll be speaking with Jerry Watterson, who is the Jack's Restaurant Reviews founder, and Lori Boyer, who's the Downtown Investment Authority CEO.
Right. So we'll be hearing from people in power and people who are in the food industry already here in Northeast Florida and how food and city planning intersect. It's not something that you would think naturally goes together.
Yeah, but I think it's really interesting because it's really vogue right now to have a hyper-local focus on dining out, right? People want to know where their food comes from, whether it's sustainably sourced. And a lot of people follow chefs, right? So, you know, we've got a couple of really good chefs here in town. So they open a business, they open a restaurant and kind of have their little cult following.
Right. So food sort of as the ingredient for economic development and revitalizing an area. I don't know, maybe like downtown Jacksonville, it might have an application there. So it'll be an opportunity for people to also ask questions directly of the speakers, of
right.
Quint Studer and the panel. Who's the moderator for the panel?
Karen Strybeck. She is a restaurant reviewer for the Florida Times Union, and she's also the content and social media marketing manager for Regency Centers.
So somebody who's already involved in the food and development side of things.
Right.
And Karen, our moderator. The event is here at WJCT Studios in the big studio. If you've been to any of our Jackson discussions before, we'll have a light reception starting at 5:30. The event should be over by 8, so you can get home and watch whatever you like to watch at night. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. And if you want to attend, it is free to attend. But
RSVPs are required via Eventbrite.
Details and the link to the Eventbrite right now at wjct.org. And we hope to see you there. Thanks, Kelsey.
Thanks.